terrorists. Hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
Listen to this. And again, Mississippi is being painted as this, you know, backwater of ignorance here, right? And repression of women. But 47 out of 50 countries in Europe limit abortion prior to 15 weeks. Over half of European countries limit abortion to 12 weeks. 8 of them don't allow elective abortion at all. I had no idea. So, again, I mean, if you look at it this way, Mississippi, with their limits, is still going to be a radical pro-choice state.
Compared to Europe.
Yes, and compared to the world, really. No. I'm not used to thinking of Mississippi as a radical pro-choice state. You know, like some more like Vermont or something. You know, where they actually just passed a horrific abortion law almost up until the moment of birth there. That was on the ballot. That's infanticide. That's what that is.
It is. Absolutely is. It's murder.
Yeah. And, it is. And if you can, I just wanted to put some perspective on this so that if the Supreme, and I think the Supreme Court, I think they'll probably uphold Mississippi or part of it. That would be my guess. I don't know. But watch the left go wild and remember what I just told you.
Yeah. Well, I think what the court will probably do is try to find some way to split the hairs there and do something that would give Mississippi the opportunity to do that, but then give cover for those who still want to keep this horrible practice of abortion on demand available in this country. They'll find some way to try to appease both sides.
The whole abortion thing, just putting aside the issue of abortion, where you stand on, just forgetting that for a minute, has always been so bizarre to me. It's just stuck out as the sore thumb of a very bad Supreme Court ruling.
Yeah.
Because they essentially federalized it.
Yes.
And again, there is a right to life in the Constitution, but there's no right to an abortion. It doesn't appear. And so, you know, whatever rights were not reserved for the federal, at the federal level, for the federal government, are supposed to go to who? The states.
The states. Yeah.
Well, it's not even mentioned. Abortion's not mentioned in the Constitution.
So it's something that should be up to the states.
That is so plain. It's like plain as the nose on your face. And then you've got the right to life in the Constitution. So I never understand. I think it's a bad legal ruling on top of everything else.
Well, that's
just
what
bad.
So many, judicial scholars have said all along. This is a very bad decision. It was predicated on very shaky ground because there is no way that you can connect it to anything in the Constitution. You have to completely go outside of the Constitution, completely outside the bounds of anything that was in the Constitution to find some right for that.
And the way it got so radical was when you combined the Casey ruling with the Roe v. Wade. And the problem we had was, well, okay, if we're going to find this enshrined in the Constitution somehow, we're going to find this. Then you can't restrict it because it's a right. Much like you can't really restrict speech. I mean, you can a little bit, but not much. And so that was the thing. And that's what's being walked back right now. That's the big question is, can states limit this? And the answer, I think clearly our founders would have said, duh.
Terrorists want it. Hear the Terror Show weekday mornings on 106.3 WORD and the Odyssey app.